With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It'll be another few days of sweating out record-high heat for millions of Americans.
A heat wave is wrapping its muggy arms around the U.S. from the Midwest to New England. The National Weather Service says record hot temperatures will continue over the Midwest and Ohio Valley, expanding to the mid-Atlantic. Heat and humidity could send heat index readings above 100 degrees in many locations.
We're going to generally be in the mid-90s.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Ledbetter.
For it to happen this early in the season is a bit abnormal.
In Squam Lake in New Hampshire, ice blocks packed in sawdust since the winter were lifted from an insulated storage hut, a tradition at the rustic, rocky-walled Deep Haven camps for more than a century. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than 1,000 firefighters are taking advantage of rainy, cooler weather to get the upper hand on a pair of fires in New Mexico that have killed two people. Those blazes have destroyed hundreds of homes and forced thousands to evacuate. Russia is intensifying its use of cheap glide bombs to lay waste to cities in eastern Ukraine.
The latest generation of the retrofitted weapons have devastated cities such as Kharkiv, among others. Russia has nearly unlimited supplies of the bombs, which are adapted from Soviet-era stockpiles. Russia has accelerated its destruction of Ukraine's frontline cities in 2024 to a scale previously unseen in the war. An AP analysis has shown Russia has managed to ramp up its attacks using the glide bombs and an expanding network of airstrips. I'm Karen Shamas.
The federal judge presiding over the classified documents case against Donald Trump is hearing arguments today in a long-shot defense effort to get the indictment thrown out. May was a blockbuster month of campaign fundraising for Trump. He outraised President Biden by $60 million. This is SRN News. Ireland is considering a hate crimes law.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that has stirred much controversy due to its vague wording. One part of the proposed legislation makes it an offense to, quote, possess materials that could incite hatred, with a 5-year prison term to be levied against violators. Some critics say that could make possession of a Bible against the law. Scotland recently sparked an uproar with its own hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Artificial intelligence could be misused to spread misleading or false claims about the Holocaust. That's the warning from a new UNESCO report. The international agency says that powerful AI programs could allow hate groups to generate realistic photos and images that falsely call into question the murder of Jews and other groups by the Nazis. Even education programs could include unreliable information about the Holocaust. This is SRN News. Another state is considering a ban on gas-powered leaf blowers.
Don't you hate hearing that sound on a weekend morning or when you're trying to sleep or when you're entertaining outdoors? New Jersey is the latest state to consider banning gas-powered leaf blowers, but would still allow their use during peak cleanup times in the spring and in the fall. About 100 U.S. communities have tried to limit leaf blowers. Some are getting pushback from the landscaping industry and from individual homeowners who say battery-powered leaf blowers cost too much and they don't work as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine residents are learning to live in darkness. For the past 3 months, the country has dealt with rolling blackouts as Russia takes up its strikes against the energy infrastructure. More details at SRNnews.com.